Keeping Peace in the Neighborhood by Chuck Murundi. The Olympic Peninsula is an incredible place to live, to raise a family, to work, and it's a dreamland for retirees. We have the inspired beauty of nature, from the salt water of the Strait of Juan de Fuca to the towering old growth trees in the old Olympic National Park. We have view and waterfront property so reasonably priced it makes Californians salivate. Our fishing, boating, hiking, bicycling, and other recreational activities is the raison d'etre of Seattleites. While our economy is healthy and our real estate has steadily appreciated over the past 15 years, we still bask in the almost too-good-to-be-true reality that we don't have the traffic nightmares of I-15, I-405, or I-167. If it takes 20 minutes to get to work here, you must live up in the mountains or halfway around the peninsula. Having raised my own children here, I can tell you our schools are some of the best in the country. Our communities have an unusually high number of volunteers for almost every imaginable activity, probably because we have so many gifted retirees from all walks of life. We have much to be grateful for in the Olympic Peninsula, and especially in Port Angeles and Sequim. Our cost of living is low, our crime rate is low, and our quality of life is high. What more can we ask for? As the English poet Robert Service might have said of our area, "There's the land, have you seen it? From the big, dizzy mountains that screen it to the deep, death-like valleys below. Some say God was tired when he made it. Maybe. But some say it's the greatest land on earth, and I'm one." Robert Service was writing during the days of the Alaska Gold Rush, but that's how many of us feel about the Olympic Peninsula. With all of this bounty, what more could we possibly ask for? I would submit that the one more thing we might ask for on this beautiful Olympic Peninsula is peace in the neighborhood. The holidays are coming up, and this is a traditional time to think about peace. I practiced real estate law for 20 years, and I can tell you I know something about conflict. Well, with the holidays coming up, I think about the hundreds of wonderful clients I had from Olympia to Forks. Considering the thousands of real estate issues that I saw, one of the most prevalent areas of hot conflict involved boundary lines between neighbors and shared easements. While I'm retired from real estate law, I still see the same issues regularly as a practicing realtor. These conflicts come in a variety of colors. For example, many old fence lines are not precisely on a survey line. Some driveways meander over a portion of a neighbor's property. Well, maintenance agreements and road maintenance agreements are often unwritten, or they are ambiguous. Occasionally, there's a timber trespass where a neighbor accidentally cuts or trims timber on his neighbor's property. And sometimes there's an encumbrance of branches or shrubs overhanging a fence or crossing the boundary line. None of these disputes necessitates conflict, attorneys, and litigation, but that is often the result. I've come to realize that when it comes to a person's real estate, there's a strong instinct of possession and ownership that sometimes presses people to do things they wouldn't otherwise do. It's important to know that if you trespass on your neighbor's property, 1 inch or 15 feet, intentionally or unintentionally, you may have started something that often builds momentum, growing from a small conflict into a greater dispute until it reaches maturity in a full-scale legal war. I have seen good people pour time, money, and emotional energy into major battles with their neighbor, only to end up with less money in their bank account, feeling like the stress took a tremendous toll, and compromising to settle the matter anyway. Perhaps the biggest tragedy is that they never speak to their neighbor again. And when the topic does come up with friends or family, the story of anger, frustration, attorney's fees, and unfairness all resurface. My heart's desire is to share what I believe are keys to avoiding all of the ugliness and stress of such a tragedy. In other words, in a positive light, how do we keep peace in the neighborhood? Whether you're raising a family here or retired here, keeping peace with your neighbors could be one of your most precious commodities. Who wants to feel stressed when mowing the grass near the disputed property line? It is 1,000 times better to be pleasantly surprised to see your neighbor outside and to be able to stop and chat about the beautiful sunshine or to share news of your family or your vacation plans. Life is too short to live in unforgiveness and severed relationships. What is the secret to keeping peace in a neighborhood? I believe the secret lies in several key decision-making areas. The first is the process of purchasing your real estate. The second is your attitude about your property. The third involves your perspective on what life is all about, people or things. Be wise purchasing real estate. Buying real estate is no small decision. It's a major life decision and a major financial commitment. Because we often live in the same home for years or even the rest of our lives, we should be very careful about how we make our decisions to purchase real estate. There are many traps for the unwary here. Many clients have purchased property only to discover years later that there is a major discrepancy in the boundary line or the easement they share with their neighbor or their neighbor's fence is 7 feet on their side of the true survey line. While these disputes don't have to turn ugly, they often do. If you can avoid or reduce the possibility of discovering these kinds of nightmares after the fact, you will save yourself great stress. This is living proactively, and in law, it's referred to as practicing preventive law. How do you know about the many traps for the unwary purchaser? If you spend a lifetime in real estate, you probably will know what to look for, but if you've retired from the medical profession or teaching or some occupation unrelated to real estate, you should never assume you know what to look for. I have always been a strong advocate of using professionals who are knowledgeable in their own niche. You don't try to pull your own teeth, tune your electric ignition on your car, or write your own prescription without a doctor. Why take a risk that you know everything there is to know about real estate? It's not worth it. If you use knowledgeable professionals when you buy and sell real estate, you increase the chances that your life in your dream home will remain peaceful. Have the right attitude about your property. You have the right, within the bounds of the law, to protect your property from trespassers. When you purchase real estate, you get what is often referred to as a bundle of sticks. This bundle includes all the rights of ownership and control, but one's right to protect one's property has reasonable limitations, and excessive force or unlawful conduct toward a neighbor is prohibited. Unfortunately, these truths do not eliminate the reality that these boundary disputes do arise even for the most diligent of people. If such a conflict arises, what is the key to peace in the neighborhood? I believe it's critical to keep a property dispute in perspective. A boundary line problem can be solved, and it will be solved, but it is far better to resolve it amicably with a neighbor than it is to live in a war zone. In roughly 90% of all cases, in my experience, you will compromise even if you litigate. Why not reason together in the beginning? Life is just simply too short for such wasted battles. What is life all about, people or things? It's a matter of principle. That's what people often say in litigation, and understandably so. What the neighbor did, sometimes intentionally, may be offensive, inconsiderate, and downright nasty. But after 2 years of litigation, most people rethink their statement that it's a matter of principle. What is life all about? If it's about things, then fight for things, and he who dies with the most toys wins. But if life is about people, about relationships, then what is a property line dispute? It is an opportunity to amicably resolve a complex situation, an opportunity to build relationships, not destroy them. It is an opportunity to make better friends rather than to create long-term enemies. Viewing property disputes from this perspective is ultimately satisfying and healthy in every respect. Keeping peace in the neighborhood is well worth the effort. But with the right attitude, keeping peace is almost effortless. Have a beautiful home, a heavenly garden, and a peaceful deck where family and friends can gather. Living here on the beautiful Olympic Peninsula is as good as it gets. The rewards for keeping the peace will last a lifetime. And there isn't anything more delightful or fulfilling than having friends for life, especially good neighbors. Hey, with the holidays coming up, I hope you have a wonderful holiday with your family and with your neighbors. Take care. This is Chuck Murundy, broker of Squim and Port Angeles Real Estate. You can always find me on the internet at squimrealestatenews.com.